Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's a brand new afternoon show. 94 WIP. Ike Reese is there. I'm Spike Essien, along with Jack Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Next week, draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. Every week, we celebrate the anniversary of Citizens Bank Park with another moment called Memory Bank. It is sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. Jack, why don't you take us into the Memory Bank?
Buzz, hit it.
Sports Radio 94 WIP's Memory Bank. Sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat.
Line drive hit the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate. Great! Yes! Bills win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win, what a huge series for the Buffalo Bills, who sweep the New York Mets. Wow.
And the race was on. So, 07, heading into that series, the Phillies were down 5 in the division. They exited after sweeping the Mets in a 4-game series, down 2 in the division. And ultimately, still came down to September, where the Mets blew a 7-game lead with 17 to go. But I think that series got that team believing that they could chase down the Mets. The Mets are really good. Obviously, they had Delgado. They had Jose Reyes. They had a young David Wright. They had Pedro. They had Pedro might not have been there still. But Glavin was there. Wagner was the closer. And that weekend, I think, had the city kind of believing again in that team.
I think one of my favorite things is not just how much Mets fans hate Chase Utley.
I hate him.
But
hate him.
How much he embraces that hate.
That hate.
Yeah, he's such an interesting character because on one hand, he has a little bit of that Jalen Hurts, you know, deadpan.
Sure.
But he gives you enough windows into the other stuff, which let you know what sort of a competitor he was. And the fact that he loves being hated the way that he is hated by Mets fans is something I've always loved about Utley.
The whole boo, bleep you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. That's one of my favorite Chase Utley moments. It's funny because most of my favorite Chase Utley moments, or two of them certainly came when he cursed and nobody expected him to curse.
Right.
The one at the championship. What was that, an all-star game he was at?
That was the all-star game.
Yeah, that was the all-star game.
Home run derby.
Yeah, the home run derby. So, yeah, Chase didn't give you a whole lot from a vocal standpoint.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing I sort of admired about him, the competitiveness in him.
Yeah.
Like, there was a I'm not here to be your friend type of mentality with the opponents, and I can appreciate that.
You know, like when Gannon did the first thing down in Arizona, he's like, you get that fire in your gut?
Yeah.
Like, you could tell Utley had that fire in his gut. And it's just, you don't see it often from baseball players, and he had it for 162.
Honestly think it shortened the peak of his career because he because of how he played. I know it sounds cliche to say that he played hard and blah, 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 but I think all of that stuff probably had an effect on how long his peak was.
One of my favorite Chase Utley stories, I'm doing we're down there, like we go every year, spring training. So I think it's me and Michael B. And so we're there over there early before the show starts to try to get interviews and stuff with the players, record some interviews, what have you. And they're in the clubhouse and sitting at the table with, I think it's Chase, Jimmy, some other guys. They're just sitting there relaxing or what have you. And I come in there, I call myself trying to be funny. So I'm like, don't worry, fellas, everybody's job is safe. Like, don't worry, I'm not a new player. Now, the other guys laughed, they caught it. Chase was the only one there serious. Like,
staring at you.
Yeah, like, what?
That's terrifying.
It was kind of terrifying. Yeah. I was like, oh, God, I don't think he got it. I think he thought I was serious. So that kind of let me know that, like, Chase is all about business, man. Yeah.
We'll get back to the Sixers in a second, and your call is at 215-592-9494. Most of the people, I gave the edict that you had to be in or out by 6 p.m. So far, most people in.
The bill of spike, yeah.
Jack, you're still out, though.
Still out. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, one thing we're going to start doing every day, at least until baseball season truly gets into its groove, July, blah, blah, is the Jackie Baseball Report, where Jack Fritz gives us a couple of things that he is noticing. Now, if there's a game the night before, that's what it'll be about. But this weekend, they have the White Sox, who stink.
They stink.
Jack, why don't you give us a couple of things to look out for this weekend?
So what I'm thinking about is, and I've been thinking about this the last week, is what are they going to do with Castellanos? Like, we've been talking a lot about Castellanos. He's the only player, a qualified hitter, without an extra base hit in all of baseball. His batting average is the exact same as a slugging percentage, which is a horrible, horrible thing to have. And I just wonder if it gets to the point where they have to trade him at the deadline. Like, they have to.
And eat it. How many years does he have
left?
So
he has 3 years left.
Oh.
He's got the rest of this year and two more after it. And it's tough. But, I mean, I don't know how long, first off, you can keep trotting him out there. I mean, it's going on 3 weeks of the season so far. And he's not doing anything.
Such a long time.
But I understand that. But it's such a bad start to the year for Castellanos.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I mean.
Don't say it. I know.
Don't
say it.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
No. I'm saying that, you know, last year there was a player that was struggling.
Yes.
And, you know, Jackie Baseball stepped in and said, let's give Trey Turner a standing ovation. Everyone agrees it's exactly why Trey Turner started playing better again. Trey Turner even says so. So what would stop you from giving a standing ovation to Mr. Nick Castellanos?
Because I don't think he would react the same way as Trey Turner did.
You don't think they're the same personality?
I don't think so. I think the crowd might get flipped off if they try to give him.
I actually could see
Yeah. So it's not that I'm not giving up on his season. I just wonder how long they keep going with it. Do they start getting. Like, he's in the lineup again tonight. He's the only player who hasn't sat a game yet.
I honestly think they don't have a choice. I think they have to just keep trotting him out there and hope it turns around.
But they can't even give him 2 days off as, like, a little bit of a reset?
We talked about this before. I don't know if days off work for everybody.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But he's also drowned a player, too.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. And the second thing, and this is, I don't want to get people too excited. All right, are you sitting down? Are you excited? Scott Kingery's hit 5 home runs in 6 games at Triple-A.
Jetpacks!
Jetpacks back!
Oh.
Whit Merrifield has been horrible. When you talk about, like, you know, exit velocities is the lowest average exit velocity in baseball. If he might be cooked, just saying, monitor the Jetpacks situation.
We're not doing the Kingery thing.
Wow.
I don't know.
He's got 1,000 OPS this week, Spike.
Triple-A?
Yeah.
It's not for real players. 13th graders.
13th graders. Hold on.
That was like, but I'm just saying, I could see the buzz for Kingery growing if he continues to hit well and Whit Merrifield not hitting well.
Last Phillies thing. Mets quietly a half game behind the Phillies. Phillies Ooh. Right on the Braves trail.
You're still monitoring the Mets?
Well, they're in the division.
Yeah.
Any worry there that the division might be a little bit better than we thought?
No.
I mean, no?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I don't think so. The Marlins are actually worse than expected.
They made
the playoffs last year. They're like 5 wins on the year. And the Washington Nationals are the Nationals. So Mets may be figuring some things out. They do have some high-end players, but I think they'll start to fade here.
215-592-9494. The only way that you are allowed to celebrate the Sixers playoff run, if it happens, is if you're in before 6 o'clock. Seth and Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. In compliance with the bill of Spike, I want to say hello, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Thank you.
My first time calling.
What's up,
Love
Seth?
The afternoon show. Hey, So I'm not sure how I can follow Rios back there, but
well, just don't drop an F-bomb.
Yeah, no curse words. Start.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. I'll say that I'm all in Sixers and six against the Knicks, but there's a caveat. I need to see a healthier, you know, Embiid who's going to bolster my confidence. I was a little concerned with what I was seeing there, and I would like to see something that reaffirms my confidence. That's where I'm at on that.
Yeah, and you sound like kind of like where I'm at, Seth. Like I'm all in. I still want to see tomorrow's game. I want to see that Joel isn't injured. That's the one thing I was going back and forth with the other night, looking at him. I'm saying, okay, is this about stamina and conditioning, or is he not completely healthy? And if he's not completely healthy, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not all in. It just means I'm a little more concerned about how long we're going to last in the playoffs. If it's just stamina, he'll get his stamina and endurance as we go along. But if it's injury-wise or health-wise, that doesn't bode well for us to be in the playoffs very long.
Yeah, I mean, let me be clear. If he is compromised with the knee with any significant...
But that's why I don't know why Wednesday night didn't worry you from that standpoint.
Because
it was either he was hurt or he's mopey.
But he was there in the fourth quarter performing.
I know he was there in the fourth quarter. How much can I bank on
that? Is what it is. I don't know.
I thought he was looking healthy, and then the Magic game happened, and maybe he re-injured himself.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
I think it's more
likely. Yeah, I need to see more.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, I need to see more too, guys.
Seth, what's overrated?
I just want to quickly say that yesterday I had something really awkward, but too many of my friends listened to this channel that I was like, I can't go there. but today I'm going to give you another movie. I know a couple movies were said. I'm going to give you a movie about giant blue cats in space that made like all the money. Avatar. Don't get it. My God.
I agree.
Yeah, did you see it?
So overrated.
Did you see it?
Of course I saw it. And listen, it's just a big blue screen or green screen extravaganza, but it's Pocahontas in space. It's not an original story. It's so overrated. And no one was asking for a sequel like over a decade later. I just don't get it.
Thank you for the call, Seth. Avatar is one of those movies that made millions and millions and millions of dollars. I never even considered seeing it.
Well, no one remembers anything from it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Is Mr. Waterworld over here see it?
Yeah, of course I've seen it.
Okay.
Certainly enjoyed the first one more than I did the second one. But I do agree that it lacks...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like substance there. Like, the first one was kind of cool because we hadn't seen a movie sort of done that way.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's why it gets held in such high regard. It's like with a Dr. J up and under move. Like, I know that no one had seen it before.
Right.
But that's only because no one was that athletic at the time.
That comes a dime a dozen now, that move.
Again, like I said yesterday, you guys disagreed with me. The Tyrese Maxey layup was more impressive than the Jordan switch hand.
Stop.
You said never seen it before.
Stop.
Avatar,
well, one was intentional, and the other one was sort of accidental.
Regardless.
Would you agree with me? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with you.
Okay.
I still, again, everything with Jordan is so overblown.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No, it's not. You no, didn't it's
LeBron
not.
Gets held against it because he made the finals with a crap team. Meanwhile, Jordan didn't make the finals until 9-1.
Do you know what gets held against LeBron?
What?
He was scared and a loser.
Yes.
That's what happened.
So then what
he
was
collapsed.
Jordan before? What was Jordan before the finals?
He just didn't win.
Okay, so what? So why
didn't
no.
run somewhere or join up with everybody to go win?
it's not even close.
But the team, all right. When LeBron left the Cavs,
yeah.
How many wins did the Cavs have that following year?
They won like 14 games.
10 games.
Okay. Yeah.
How many wins did the Bulls have when Jordan left to go play baseball?
They went to the conference finals.
They had 55 wins.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
That matters.
And then what
he's,
happened?
He's
and then what happened?
Terrible
and then
teams.
What happened? When it became time for them to win,
right.
And their best player was a coward like LeBron,
he had to grow up.
They did not get to the finals.
Right, and if
exactly.
Jordan in his third, fourth year had been to the finals, I'm sure he would have been a killer.
It was. He hit Boston with 63
and
in his
lost
rookie
the series.
Year. But I'm just saying, it just showed you his mentality. He wasn't afraid.
Needed better players.
Dude, Jordan, let me tell you.
Yeah,
LeBron's a great player. I've conceded that. He's a great player. But the category between him and Michael, I would even put Kobe in Michael's category.
Yep.
I'm just saying, who would you rather have?
I'd rather have LeBron.
Why?
Because he's a more complete player.
Can I
Who would you rather have from a winning standpoint?
If the team is great around him, I'd rather have Jordan.
Oh, my God. If the, just the individual
the
player.
When LeBron's in the Sixers next year, they'll win the title.
Hold on. Team is great around him.
Yeah.
When did LeBron win a title? Who was on the team?
Yeah, there were great teams. Well, was the Cavs team great that he won with? It was one player that
he
was
great. He had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. That's any different than having Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen?
Right.
Well, and multiple players on top of that.
Who?
Yeah, Jeff Buechler and Luke Longley and
Steve Kerr.
James that here. Steve Tell
Paxton.
Us about your thing.
James Paxton.
You drive me crazy.
Well, if you're heading down to the ballpark.
Tell
tonight,
me. Yeah.
It's deep breaths over there. Deep breaths. He's going to be a Sixer, okay? I know people are dying to get down to the ballpark tonight. The White Sox are in town. Garrett Croce is on the mound. It's Spencer Turnbull, the real Phil's ace, on the mound. You got to get to the Game Time app because Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball that's made it faster and easier to get to the ballpark than ever before. With Game Time's all-in pricing, you can see the total cost of your tickets up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Go on the app to see a panoramic view from your seats so you know exactly what you're buying. Plus, if you want to get down last minute, the prices go down the closer it gets to first pitch. And you can feel secure in your purchase thanks to their lowest price guarantee and Game Time ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
My position on people who think that LeBron is better than Jordan, there's only two categories. People who didn't see Jordan and people who are lying. That's it. If you are alive for Jordan, there's no possible way you can think LeBron is better.
And we've seen them all.
Yeah, he's got a great hype machine behind him.
No. I know.
Hype machine?
The Jordan hype machine.
You knew he was going to win. Every time,
yeah.
You just
and if he played another couple years, he would have started losing, like LeBron. I mean, like
no, LeBron lost early.
LeBron, I know. The teams are terrible. He had to go. They were terrible.
You can't be in the finals and be terrible.
Yeah, you can. Who's the second best player on that first Cavs team? Was it Ilgauskas?
Probably.
Mo Williams.
Daniel Gibson.
Yeah, I didn't say they were a great team. But
Anderson Varejão.
The difference from being great and being terrible.
Well, also the conference sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't. They weren't terrible.
Well, of course they were terrible because LeBron.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to be more dug in now that you're back, by the way.
What's that?
I'm going to be more dug in on LeBron.
And I'm all with you with the Wilt 100-point thing, but this thing is absurd and
Thank you.
Makes me mad. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What up?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, so I'm all in with the Sixers. I'm always all in with the Sixers. I'm always all in with the Eagles. I just ride with my teams.
What about the Phillies?
Yeah, I ride with the Phillies. I'm just going. But
the hatred city has towards the Phillies is beyond me.
It's probably because of you.
Yeah. It's true. That's true because you be ODing. But listen, here's my thing. With the Sixers, I think why I like the Sixers way better in this run is because we got more athleticism than we did in previous years. And let me be honest, I know you got my man Toby. That's your man. Your man, not mine as much. But he we was looking in previous years like he was the stopper. Like, we was going to put him on Tatum, and he was really stopping him and when he dropped 50 on him. He did the best he could do, but Toby is too stiff to really be a good defensive player. But now we got athletic dudes like Batum. He long and can move and play defense better. We got Kelly Oubre, who playing way better defense than I ever seen him play. And even Ricky Council when he come in and everything, which I doubt we'll see him as much, but we got a little bit more athleticism to match up with some of these teams. And I like that. And I think we need to worry about with the Knicks thing is their high pick and roll when they're going to put Embiid in it. If he ain't healthy, Brunson will kill us on that high pick and roll with pulling up and hitting that little jump shot. So I'm confident Nurse will come up with some stuff. But I hope that he come up with stuff. And I hope these days off is going to let me get a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think the thing about Brunson is they really have to decide whether they're just going to let him do what he does, let him score 42 points, and understand that they're not going to be able to get offense anywhere else. I think if you make the decision to blitz him and double-team him, then you risk the rest of the team getting into a rhythm. And I've seen that happen with the Knicks. Like, they do have people who can shoot threes. So I almost – there's part of me that just wants to let Jalen Brunson throw somebody on him one-on-one. Yeah, throw Batum on him, and then throw Lowry on him, and then throw Oubre on him, and just let him work and work and work and work and grind and grind and grind, and, you know, hopefully they score 90 points.
But,
you know?
Spike, I'm going to tell you the thing you got to worry about also with this. Them offensive rebounds, that's what Hart gets off at. They get the boards and everything.
Yep.
So that's something that they got to really emphasize. And I'm going to be real interested in seeing Lowry on Brunson. You know what I mean? Because I know y'all seen on Twitter, it's this a sequence where they were showing Lowry hustling, getting all around in this one play where he's running and falling down, getting back up, running. I love that, man. That's what we need to be on Brunson. Wear him down like he's going to wear us down. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Let me give you my overrated.
What is it?
This is probably going to be very controversial, and I'll be telling my boys this all the time. Giannis.
I agree.
Overrated.
Ooh, Giannis.
Because to be honest with you, if the refs called the game, like legitimately, stop letting them run over everybody, would he be getting the numbers that he got? Because he wouldn't be in the game as long. They let him push people, run over people, and they call blocking fouls when they charge it. Everybody knows it, but they love Giannis so much that they let him get away with it. Y'all be easy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. I agree with him. I agree with him.
Overrated?
He's a good player, but he's overrated.
If he loses early again, I mean,
he's injured right now.
I know he had the one run. But if he loses early again, I think it has to be talked about.
He may not even play.
I don't get out there.
He just got a coach fired.
Three coaches fired in a year.
Okay, when we say he's overrated, so just so I can understand.
Good player, overrated.
Right. Top 10 still?
Yeah.
Oh, top 10 in the league?
Yeah.
I just think he's probably closer to like 6 or 7 than he is 2.
Who do you think is better, Giannis or Luka?
Luka. He's a better offensive player without question.
The problem is
Luka the Don. Come on, Spike.
The problem is that
I love Luka.
For Luka to win,
I
just think Giannis could win with more different players than Luka could. Everything has to happen through Luka, and he's fat.
Giannis needs more help.
But obviously, it's not like Luka's been to the finals or anything.
Right.
You know,
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but hasn't been. I don't know. I think they're both overrated. Actually, I think if you made me pick one, I'd pick
Luka's overrated.
I think he's overrated.
Well, listen, you were late on Jokic. Maybe you'll come around on Luka.
To me, Embiid, Luka, and Joker are the three best players in the NBA.
Well, I'm not surprised you would like Luka. You know, he's a little too hardened for you, though. There is some Harden to Luka.
Oh, definitely some Harden to
Luka. Yeah, you hate Harden.
No, listen, you pushed me to Luka.
I did?
Yeah, when they got drafted, you know, I liked Luka.
Oh, and I was anti-Luka.
Yeah, you were so anti-Luka. You know, and you and I, we're always on the opposite side of
stuff. Man, my takes are changing your takes.
Yes, so yeah, that's what got me to be all in on Luka back then.
Coming up next, the 5 at 5. I actually have no idea what it is today.
Good.
Five at Five is my favorite segment of the show.
Ah!
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely favorite segment of the show. We're at Chickies and Pete's until 6.
It didn't start that way.
No. Nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball. And remember that when your name doesn't end up in the show.
Yep,
that is still my favorite segment of Five. Nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online at chickiesandpete's.com. The top 5 at 5 is next on the brand new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.